Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We're a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media people who bring you Locked On Clippers 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m.
7 a.m.? We're up every day recording at 6:30 and publishing. That's not what happens at all.
So, check us out. Anyways, great day for news in Clippers world. We finally got a game to preview. Been a slow game week so far this week.
Which I'm thankful in terms of game news for the Clippers with all the other news some teams are getting. Keep it chill.
Yeah, which we will discuss later. Yeah. But we're going to kick things off with a preview of that upcoming matchup against the Pelicans, talk about what we need to do well as some things that could go wrong. And then in segment two, it's What You Say Wednesday. Every single Tuesday, put out a poll on Twitter. That's at Locked On Clips. This time, we wanted to know what you thought of Ty Lue this season. Has he so far met, exceeded, or fallen short of your expectations? Excited to discuss that one. And then in Shavians, as I alluded to, there is kind of a COVID update. The sixth game in 23 days has been rescheduled. We're going to talk about some of the new restrictions and sort of what's going on with that. But first, Chuck, I have pain. I'm unwell.
So the issue with being unwell is that it's not fun.
No.
But luckily, our good friends at CBDMD are here to give you the support you need to conquer your New Year's resolution or that New Year pain that you might have. Maybe it's your knees, maybe it's your back, maybe it's your elbow, maybe it's your skull. And make this your best year yet. And if those resolutions happen to involve fitness, CBDMD has a brand new topical product that'll help you keep moving all year long. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all our listeners 20% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. One more time, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA for 20% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking Clippers v. Pelicans.
Yes, if it happens, which hopefully as of Tuesday night, it's set to go.
Charles brings that up because the Pels will have extra rest in this one. Their game against the Mavs ended up being postponed. Four Mavs players tested positive.
Cool. Hope they're doing okay.
For COVID-19. So I don't know. There's a lot of moving things. This one will be at Staples. So far.
So far, so good.
So far, so good at Staples.
Yeah. The only injury designation we have is Ivica Zubac is questionable with ab soreness. We've entered a new realm of soreness for the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, I also, I don't love the ambiguity of it, but I get it at the same time. Like, if you're not seeing anything on an MRI, but they're just saying,
I hurt.
It hurts. Yeah. It's inhibiting.
Shortened off season.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's inhibiting my ability to play. I'd be like, yeah, okay, take this one off, big dog.
But kind of going to what we need to do well, with Zubac questionable, we got to exploit the Pelicans bench.
Yes.
JJ Redick, Josh Hart, Shea's cousin, that's about it, who they're running off the bench, who's going to be any kind of threat. Lue staggering should be able to kind of gas out their starters. You know what I mean? Like, if our bench is playing well enough to match up with their starters, that's great. We really got to worry. Obviously, it's Ingram and Zion, but this is a bench that I would be very disappointed kind of one-ups us.
Yeah. Well, especially right now, Redick has been struggling from three. He's only shooting, 30%, maybe even a little bit under 30% on the season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a stat that tends to change against the Clippers.
Yes, it does.
Josh Hart is like the prototypical player to be a Clipper killer. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that the staggering can mitigate a lot of this. It would be nice to have another solid bench performance coming off of Lue's great performance last game. We also need to take advantage of turnover opportunities when they're presented to us.
I would love that if we did that.
Look, the Pels are turning the ball over around 17% of the time. That's bottom five in the NBA.
Okay.
We need to get some easy looks and use our pace when the opportunity presents itself.
Kawhi's been great at pushing the pace lately. He's gotten a couple steals where we've seen kind of that burst, and I'm hoping Batum's been good with that too.
Last game I thought was great. This is one of those things, you got to get some easy looks. This is a team that is only slightly below 500. They're 4-5.
Yeah.
This is a game that, you got to kind of build a lead and maintain that lead.
For sure.
Because it's young guys, and they got a lot of confidence, and they got Brandon Ingram, who can just be a dynamite scorer.
Yeah, and how would we perhaps maybe run the score up?
Got to let it rain from three.
Paul George shooting so well right now from three that he should take 12 in this game.
We take more threes than the Pels, like 10% more. The percentage doesn't matter. We take more threes than the Pels. Number schmumbers. But we also have been hitting threes at a remarkably high rate. We're currently shooting 42% as a team from three. The Pels are around 32%.
Yikes.
And, you know, like, you look at their personnel. Obviously, Ingram can't shoot. It's not really what he's known for. J.J. Redick, obviously, great shooter. It's not a lot of guys that are guys that, like, are like,
Josh Allen when he's hot.
You can't leave any space for that dude.
For sure.
Yeah, which it just leads me to a side note. How are we feeling so far about the threes and the shot selection thus far? I know some people have kind of been upset.
We need to take more.
Yeah.
We're still 17th in the league. People act like we're somehow like hoisting up a bunch of threes. We're lower in the league right now, I think, place-wise than we were last season.
Yeah, we're average or below average.
Yeah, so it's like, if anything, we need to shoot more. But the efficiency, like Nick Batum said, he's like, if the efficiency's there, it's fine.
I agree. The efficiency has to be there. I guess I worry about the free throw attempt rate. But
worried about that.
Here's my thing with that. I think we see a changing of that shot selection a little bit as we go down the stretch and we near playoffs.
As you get to more playoff tinkering, things get a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think, look, you know, we were always top two in the league in terms of free throw attempt rate the last couple of seasons, but I don't think we need the guys to take necessarily that much contact and punishment.
We got soreness
for
everywhere.
A full season.
Yeah, we got everyone sore right now. And I want less. What could go wrong on this one is rebounds.
Yes.
We talked about Zubats being out. The Pels are third in total rebounds a game. The Clippers are dead last.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Adams, Hart, and Zion are all above eight boards a game. Ingram's at seven. So they're getting even contributions. This isn't a team that has someone who soaks up like 20 rebounds. They have two guys who maybe can.
Totally.
But it's really evenly distributed. In terms of their starters, like Serge, PG and Batum are going to have to put in a lot of work on this one, given how much effort the Pels get from everyone on the boards. The bench unit, too, if Zoo's out in this one, I'm pretty concerned about this one. Just
heavy Pat minutes, baby.
Maybe. But yeah, it just like, that's my biggest worry in this one is the glass and the interior defense as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, they're third and we're dead last, and it's a significant amount. It's like eight rebounds.
Yeah, it's
a
lot, dude. Total. It's enough to lose a game.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And on top, like the Pels actually are a top five team in terms of defensive rating, so it might be a little bit difficult to score in this one.
Yeah, we got to hit those threes.
Yeah, which I think goes back to like hitting the threes. We're a bottom five team in defensive rating. Defensively, yeah.
Small sample size. 150 point burger on us right there from the Mavs.
Yeah.
But still, it's not.
I forget about that game, so I figure that it's cut out of the stats.
That's fair. Key matchups: Batum versus Zion. And this is like, I'm like half joking about this one.
Okay.
But the listed weight has Zion with over 50 pounds on Batum, which is terrifying. Batum joked about how he's going to have to prepare more mentally than physically to match up with Zion. But we need a team effort. We haven't talked about Kawhi and PG a lot in this game preview, but we know what they need to do offensively.
Yes.
But defensively, they're going to have to maybe take a little more knocks than they're used to taking in this one against such a physical team. If Zion and Adams, because he was kind of in and out with some migraines.
He's listed as day-to-day right now. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to change.
It could be kind of an issue, but I mean, I hope Batum can play well enough defensively that Ty Lue doesn't have to tinker a bunch and yank him out so where our offense kind of gets a little rough too. Because Morris is still coming back health-wise.
Yeah, definitely. He's still coming back health-wise, which leads me to wonder how we're going to effectively deal with Ingram.
Yeah.
To me, on paper, Morris is a great matchup for Ingram defensively. But, you know, as you said, he is still coming back from injury. I don't know, with the offensive load, how much you can ask for consistent effort from Kawhi and Paul George in a regular season game.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how we kind of mitigate that. Like you said, it will be a team effort. Hopefully we can get the switching there in the like and the communication looks good. Like I said, this is a Pels team that Stan Van Gundy has improved defensively.
He loves coaching this team too.
He loves.
Which is, it warms the heart a little bit.
It really does. I think I've brought this up on the podcast before, but pre him getting this job, he would gush about Zion basically any time he came up on a broadcast.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's just delightful to see.
Real quick, what's your prediction for this game?
I'm thinking the Clips put this one away. I got to be honest, man. The scores have been too all over the place for me to
just
give
Clips
a score.
Win.
I think the Clips win.
I'm going Clips win. It's going to be by more than four. Speaking of betting on things more than four, we got to give a shout out to betonline.ag. We're going to be talking about your What You Say Wednesday poll after this. But are you all ready for some football? Because the playoffs are here. I got a projector set up in my backyard. It's been pretty chill.
Let's go Ravens.
Let's go Ravens. We're a Ravens pod. Also the Dolphins if they're in it, but they're not. But there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust for betting on these playoffs, and that is betonline.ag. If you sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON, that's all capital letters, one word, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus. The spreads have been weird, like Will just said, so maybe look for the over on smaller spreads. That kind of seems what seems to be the trend.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On. You'll get that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, so we're back, and it's What You Say Wednesday.
Yeah.
As I said up top, every single Tuesday poll goes out on Twitter. We want to know what you think about a given subject. And today we're talking Ty Lue. The question was, with 15% of the Clippers season done, has Ty Lue met, exceeded, or fallen short of your expectations? And I'm just going to tell you, Met ran this thing out
destroyed.
Of the park.
Met killed it.
Met expectations, won with 67% of the vote.
Yeah.
Exceeded, which I'm surprised by, 25% of the vote. Y'all thought that Ty Lue exceeded your expectations already. I think that's a great sign.
Yeah.
In a meager 8%.
I don't believe any of these people.
A meager 8% said that Ty Lue has fallen short of the expectations thus far.
Let's talk about that option first.
Well, you said no one commented, right?
No one commented about like any reasons of why.
Put it on wax if Ty Lue has fallen short of your expectations.
What are your expectations at this point if we're having to start? And we're only going to talk about this for like a minute, but like we're having to start Nick Batum. We've had guys in out of the lineup. We had
Kawhi is back to playing back-to-backs.
Like, Kawhi's back to playing back-to-backs. I don't know how in the hell Ty Lue could have fallen short of your expectations, other than you wanted the team to go undefeated, in which case, I'm sorry, your life is difficult.
Did you think that we were going to have 60 wins this season and a 72-game?
Yeah.
Is my question.
Yeah, like, that just seems like a lot. But I was genuinely surprised that Matt won by so much, because I am personally in the exceeded camp for this one.
Okay, well, I guess I'll give my reasoning first, my vote.
You did fell short.
Of course. Get him out of here. He's a bum. No, I would say that Ty Lue has promptly met my expectations. And
he's greeted them.
Yes, and just shortly, I can't say exceeded yet because to me there's not a large enough sample size. And there are still some things that I would like to see happen. Like I would like to see the three-point attempt rate go up. I would like to see us figure things out defensively. Obviously, there is the outlier performance, as you always have to remind me of. I forget about it.
I think a lot of Clippers fans, I kind of do too.
But I would say that Ty Lue has met my expectations in that we're seeing like the draft leading up to a playoff rotation.
Yeah.
This is
the study period.
This is the study period. This is, well, Charles in college would always start.
I was a history major.
He would always start a paper and pace out the number of days before the deadline. And a
lot of 13-page papers. Took me 13 days to do them.
I was definitely the day before the assignment is due. That's the time to get it done, which is much more of a Doc Rivers approach, which is not a winning approach.
And I managed to do okay in college.
But I would say he's promptly met my expectations. Dealing with the curveballs, as you mentioned up top, that he's had to deal with, it's been great. I think I can't put it firmly on him because there are a lot of moving wheels in the defense, but that hasn't been all that I've wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But his tinkering with the offense, you know, implementing some triangle sets, it's like perfect for the personnel that we have.
Yeah.
I do think that he's made true on his promise of like getting guys comfortable in their spots.
It's different this year.
It, like, guys just seem more comfortable, and that makes you comfortable with your teammates, like, interpersonally.
Look good, feel good, play good, dude.
Yes, as well as on the court. Also, he needed to drop a few more rings from his mouth to hit exceed.
Yeah, we're at zero rings right now. So Justin Wilson, a.k.a. LA Clippers Film, a fantastic Twitter follow. If you're not on Twitter, you should just check it out. It will help you understand the game of basketball. He said, I think all in all, he's met expectations. 7-4 in the mix for the one seed, some fantastic wins, employing more playoff type process, has a chance to exceed them if he can get LA, the Clippers to shoot more threes, play faster, and of course win big come playoff time. So I think that's a big thing too. It's hard not to look ahead to be like, well, he will exceed them if we get past the second round or Western Conference Finals for sure. I'm saying he exceeded expectations because I think it kind of gets overlooked how difficult it was to put Batum into the starting lineup and have it be so good. A lot of that's on Batum playing well, but a lot of it, I think that's kind of getting glossed over.
No, you're absolutely right. He put him in good positions
by making it work. The fact that if he would not have given the timeline and the reasoning, and this is part of me being a selfish fan, if he wouldn't have given the timeline and the reasoning for the Luke, Lou, Reggie lineup situation, I would be at Met. But because he was like, we gave it 10 games, we saw what was going on, we yanked it. That just gives fans such a belief that, oh, we're tinkering with stuff. We're firmly on this like
you
tinkering
talk.
You get to
see talk. The process.
And I think like people talked about how Ty Lue only won because of LeBron or whatever. This year's a big thing for Ty Lue's legacy. I think what he did by letting us know about that, what he did for himself by letting us know about that timeline was, I'm doing a whole hell of a lot of other stuff, right?
Yes.
Like, I'm not just telling... He's not doing what happened last year, which was Kawhi and PG, we need you to win this game for us, buddy. And it's like, this is the Knicks at noon on Sunday. Why are we resorting to this right now? Like, so it's been exceeded for me from that point. And like, yeah, I mean, I love the tinkering. I think part of it too is maybe like what you enjoy watching. I love trying a bunch of weird stuff. Like, I love the Batum at the five lineups, which don't make any sense. Like,
I love the staggering of Kawhi and Paul George, too, which I
And then he went away from it, and we were like, well, this isn't working, and then it wasn't working that well. And then against Chicago, it was completely changed. Like, he put Pat Bevin to close that half. There's just – for me, it's exceeded because it looked like – it might not look as coherent in terms of a streamlined plan, but there's little pieces of a plan being figured out as we go that are going to piece together a pretty – and already, what, the best half court – offense in the league, like we're already at that mark with where we are, so
which is truly, I mean, like that's what you
that's
want
impressive
playoff basketball time.
Exactly, you want to be in that top three, obviously, but like, no, I think, I mean, I'm overwhelmed with how good it looks, and I think part of that is because of just the frustration from last year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to factor that into for why I'm so psyched on it, but no, I'm in. And I also think that the lack of press presence and people being at the game helps Ty Lue look like a better coach because he can really, being a first-year coach, being this much closer around all the guys, I think really helps out.
I think the level that he's gotten guys to buy in has definitely exceeded
everyone's
my
expectations. On board.
Yeah.
Even Lou, when he was like, so they had the conversation about like, hey, you need to do less on defense because you're Lou Williams, and Lou Will said, say less. They probably also
Send him more.
Yeah. They probably also had the other conversation at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Where maybe Ty Lue was like, look, man, you really showed some defensive like upswing during those playoffs. Let's try and keep that going during the season. And then I was like, you're playing great on defense, but you're focusing on it a little too much. Like, so I like that there's communication.
Yeah. I think the bigger thing for me for Lou Will was just the deferring.
Yeah, for sure.
That leads into my other big criticism of Ty Lue. It's great that we get to see all this experimentation. I'm hoping that we can tighten things up and eliminate some turnovers. You know, I'm not expecting us to be the stingiest team with the ball in
the
league.
Yeah, we got a bunch of weird guys playing point guard. Like.
Yeah. But I hope that the system reaches a level of refinement where we're seeing less of the passes to an empty empty space.
The system also, I think Ty Lue's system, it's very early, and I'm very psyched on Ty Lue. His system looks better for Kawhi and Paul George than at any point when they played under Doc Rivers.
Man, I'm inclined to believe.
It's like, that's another exceeded thing for me. It's like, dude, Paul George is playing fantastic, which is a lot of Paul George's fault for sure. But he's being put in positions. We're setting screens higher for him so he can get downhill more. Like, Kawhi's averaging the most assists he's ever averaged, which no one seems to care about. He's shooting like 40%, 42% from three, which no one seems to care about.
Yeah.
Like, Ty Lue's putting our best players in their best position to succeed, which I think kind of makes me exceeded.
definitely. So overall, in summation, we think that Ty Lue has fallen short of all expectations.
Yes. The fact that we are not undefeated is a travesty.
No, he's doing a great job. Anyways, coming up next, we're going to talk about, we got some shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else.
It's all just COVID news now.
And unfortunately, it is kind of a recurring theme that it's COVID stuff. There are some new breakthroughs in terms of how they're going to be testing. And some very unfortunate omissions of game time tradition that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
But first, I'm hungry.
Whoa. What?
Where can I find something to eat?
The internet is one of the places. You got to check out Built Bar. Built Bar is delicious. Built Bar is good for you, which are two things that are fun in 2021.
Important to me.
Very important. You like delicious food that's healthy. I'm the opposite. I either want it to taste bad or
be completely
unhealthy. They have six new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Still astonishing to me that cherry barcia somehow isn't copywritten. Built bars are healthy. They're great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. These bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for the keto diet. Plus Dan Patrick really likes them, which is so funny to me. I like the cookies and cream one because I'm a glutton. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, but it tastes like I'm eating a whole bowl of cookies and cream, and only 4 net carbs. Right now you get a free cooler with purchase. It's like as good as a Yeti cooler while supplies last, only for a little bit. So, keep on your toes. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, all capital letters, one word. You'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back with shavings, which is where we wrap up everything else in the NBA, and we got some more COVID news.
Man, so the league just definitely doesn't seem like it's going to stop for 2 weeks.
No.
At all. We were also talking...
It will
talking,
at the All-Star break, if they can make it that far.
So here's the thing. Where are these games getting rescheduled to?
See, I think that's why they've intentionally not released the full schedule.
So you're just yamming these extra games, and like I'm just like... Oof, I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
We were talking pre-pod about this. Like, there's definitely going to be a team that ends up, like, due to scheduling stuff, only playing, like, 67 games.
Yeah, because the playoffs have to start at some point.
Yeah, like, 5 less games than every other team.
They're going to start weighting the wins like the old BCS used to, if you're a college football fan, when everyone would be mad because they'd be like, this win is worth more than that one. It's like, well, maybe it was a dumb idea to try and weight wins.
Yeah.
Like, but the new COVID restrictions from the league that lets 2 random people into a player's room during road trips says minimum 2-week window of protocol tightening. So this effectively is their attempt at not having to do a 2-week shutdown.
Yeah.
No hugging or interaction of rival players on court pre and post game. If you see your friend, you cannot hug them. Reducing social interactions during games, including tapping hands during free throws. The fact that the NBA can't say high fives irks me.
Yeah, tapping hands is such, like, the lawyer was just like, well, high fives is actually technically only one thing. They could dap.
Yeah, this is definitely like a, dude, that's technically not high
five. They could dap. They could do the Pauly Shore wavy fingers fingers.
Dude, what if they're doing the woogity? At home, players and team staff must remain at residence except to attend team-related activities at facility or arena. Exercise outside, perform essential activities, or the occurrence of extraordinary circumstances. On the road, players and staff can't leave the hotel except for team activities or emergencies, sources tell ESPN. No list of approved restaurants, which another thing that irks
only
me.
Only Tillman Fertitta.
In-N-Out's definitely fine. I don't know, man. These are like, this feels like, I don't, if you're listening to this and you don't live in Los Angeles, the COVID protocol right now is basically restaurants are closed, everything else is open, and the mayor keeps telling us to stay home, but there's no consequences. So COVID cases are streaking right now. This kind of feels like the NBA version of that. They're not watching these players in their homes, nor should they. I'm not saying that at all, but you have no control over them as human beings in this way. And this isn't a slight on NBA players. This is human nature stuff.
Yeah.
You can only tell, like, dude, people are telling people to stay home now. Regular ass people, and they're not staying home.
Yeah, totally. I mean, look. There's the fatigue that comes with, you know, having to be in this sort of semi-lockdown. I can't
COVID
even call it
hell?
A full lockdown.
Let's just call it COVID hell.
This COVID hell for, you know, a year, going on a year at this point.
My girl's going to have had 2 birthdays. in COVID lockdown.
I mean, we probably all will, to be perfectly
honest. I'm in August. God, I hope not.
And look, we've talked about this a little bit before, but there's just no way. I just don't think there's any true way you can contact trace a full team, including its full staff, especially when you throw in the curveball of travel. Because when you're at a hotel,
the two friends rule, apparently.
Yeah, and when you're at a
which I think is done.
When you're at a hotel, can they 100% limit it to only NBA guests? Which, I mean, I guess maybe they can, but how?
But also, like, that's just a regular ass hotel. Like, the bubble, you can.
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's only NBA players staying here, dude. But the regular hotel, like, there's like.
Yeah, you still have the staff. And if you're in a state where staff isn't required to wear a mask, like, to me, there's just too many variables.
Phoenix has, like, no mask mandate. So for Sun stuff,
yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. You know? Well, like.
I mean, Georgia, too, right?
Probably.
Two teams in Florida now.
Yeah, like, this just feels like pomp.
Yeah.
This feels like, I mean, obviously, we all know that money is the issue here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Dude, the fact that they're like, man, thank God we eliminated tapping hands during the free throws. I don't know what that knocks down the percentage of maybe getting COVID during the basketball game that we're playing.
In a physical contact game. Like, this is not even, you're not even minimizing the contact, no. Truly.
Everyone's got to wear masks also. There's going to be this thing called the cool down chair, where right when you get off the court, you don't have to put a mask right on. You can go, like, cool down. That's, like, 12 feet away from everybody or something. So, like, everyone has to wear a mask too. Like,
go to the cool down chair.
Seriously, like, if you were an angry kid back in middle school, maybe you had to go to the cool down chair. Shout out to all
too
people.
Familiar.
Yeah, all too familiar. But no, this just like, and I know like it's not supposed to be practical. It's them getting as many games out as they can.
Yeah.
But you look at like the Wizards somehow being involved in like every team they've come in contact with. Durant played them, had to do contact tracing. Jason Tatum, the Sixers, their game with who we're about to play, the Pels, just got postponed. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'm disappointed, but this shouldn't be surprising. Like, I'm not surprised. I guess I'm doing a new take on I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. I'm not surprised, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know, man. I don't know.
And the Clippers have been pretty clear so far. We got maybe, knock on wood, as I tap on my skull, maybe we got all our bad luck out with this during the bubble.
I hope so. And I mean, I do feel like as a whole, LA is a more restricted place than other places. Oof. But
oh yeah, than other places.
I mean, than sure. Other places, yeah. That I've, you know, that I've seen,
that you've been traveling around to.
I mean, to check. I gotta check up on everybody.
Just traveling to
I'm the hall monitor of COVID.
Yeah, you have a Twitter.
Traveling cross country.
I'm in Seward County. No, but we hope everything is good. We hope the game happens the day that you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Night you're listening, excuse me. We're going to be back with the Clipper faithful on Thursday with a recap of the hopeful victory over the Pels.
Yup.
Thirsty Thursday, talking about what we want to see more of. And, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. You guys can, everyone can find us on what? Apple Pods?
You can find us on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. Yep. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You could tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers, as you should.
For sure.
If you haven't already, please subscribe. It definitely helps us out. And hey, if you feel like, giving a little critique on how we're doing, perfect, 5 stars, go ahead, leave a review. It doesn't cost anything.
I don't know if it'll be perfect 5 stars, but we will read it, even if it's only 1 star. I hope everyone's being safe. It's a new year, still feels a little bit like the last year, but,
Has time progressed?
I don't
it's
think so.
It's still March,
I've just
dude.
Been listening to Life's Been Good to Me on repeat since last March, so it's been every day for me. We thank y'all so much for being with us. We're here 5 days a week. 7 a.m. is release date. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.